Greetings and welcome to Jots and Tittles, the short form podcast. I'm Jeff Riddle. I'm the pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. In this podcast, I want to share five books that can be recommended to pastors. And I think especially those who are newly entering into the pastoral ministry, let's put it that way. This was prompted by last week. I got a call from a young man. This is a fella who had attended our church a couple times. He lived in a neighboring community and was a student actually at Liberty, and so it was in the Lynchburg area. But he and his family came down a couple times and worshiped with us at Christ Reformed Baptist. And he gave me a call last week, and he and his family are actually in another state now. But he was, seeking, wanting to be a pastor, and he was telling me that he had received a call to become pastor of a church. He was heading into his first church, and he just wanted to give me an update on it. We'd had him and his family on our prayer list, and in the conversation that we were having, he asked me toward the end of the conversation, he said, "Pastor Riddle, do you have any books that you would recommend that I read as I begin this first charge of pastoral ministry?" And so I thought about that, and so I jotted down just a short list. I didn't want to come up with 100 books or anything like that. So I came up with just five books that I would recommend to this man and maybe to others. And I'm sure there are other books that I could have mentioned. I know if you start listing five, you can think of 500 that you might also list, but these were five that came quickly to my mind. So I wrote up a little blog post about this, and I wrote down just a short annotation on each one of these five books, and that's what I want to share with you. I'll also put this up on my blog at jeffriddle.net. So here are the five books that I recommended to this aspiring pastor, this new pastor who's about to begin his pastoral ministry. So the first book that I recommended, and by the way, I'm going through these in alphabetical order according to the last name of the authors. The first book that I recommended to him was this one. It's by Charles Bridges, and it's titled "The Christian Ministry with an Inquiry into the Causes of Its Inefficiency." And this is published by Banner of Truth. This book was originally published in the early 19th century in 1830, and then it's been reprinted by the Banner of Truth, as they have reprinted many Reformed books over the years. And the edition that I have is the 2006 reprinting of it. So at any rate, Bridges, you may be familiar with his name. He was also an expositor. And I think Banner of Truth publishes some of his expositions of like Proverbs and Psalm 119. But Bridges lived from 1794 to 1869. He was an evangelical leader in the Church of England. Of course, the Church of England is going through many difficulties now over doctrinal compromises. And even though in the 19th century there were problems with liberalism, with Anglo-Catholicism also, but Bridges was an evangelical in the Church of England. This book shares a lot of valuable practical wisdom over various topics, in everything from how to go about preaching sermons to how to go about pastoral work with people. And as I was thinking about recommending this book, I just went back and looked at the table of contents. Been a while since I've read it, but every once in a while I'll go back and look at a few things in it. He has a whole section about, again, as the subtitle recommends or suggests, what are problems of inefficiency? So like part three, are causes of ministerial inefficiency connected with our personal character? Whether we have problems with conformity to the world, fear of man, lack of self-denial, etc., absence of our own personal religion. Then he has a whole section, part four, about the public work of Christian ministry. And within that, he talks about preaching. He talks about the advantages and pros and cons of extemporaneous preaching versus manuscript preaching, which is sort of a perennial subject of preachers. He has he lays out seven types of spiritual preaching in boldness and wisdom and plainness and fervency and diligence and singleness and love. And then the last part, part five, is about the pastoral work of the Christian ministry. And this, you know, stands out in my mind having read it and sometimes go back to this. He talks about in sort of the personal work, the pastoral work, different types of persons in the church. And he lays out some nine different types of people: the infidel, the ignorant and careless, the self-righteous, the false professor, those who have natural convictions, the young Christian, the backslider, the unestablished Christian, the confirmed and consistent Christian. So it's really a gem, and it's filled also with lots of pithy, aphoristic statements that are easy to lodge in your mind. In my annotation, I wrote down one from page 179 where he wrote, "Believe, wait, work are the watchwords of the ministry." And I often in my books, write notes in pencil. And I just was looking at the back, at some of my notes and, some of the things he says. He says, on page 242, "We must preach the gospel in order to reform the world." He says, page 254, "If some poison their people, others may be in danger of starving them." Towards the end, he says, "The preacher's three books are the Bible, himself, and his people." And he has to read all three of them. He has to read the Bible. He has to read and understand himself. He has to read and understand his people. So anyways, this is my first of five books that I would recommend to a young minister beginning his work. The second book that I would recommend is one that I could not find my copy of it. I may have loaned it to someone, but it's a book I'm well familiar with, and I've actually written a review of it that can be found at academia.edu, and I have a link to that when I put up this blog post. So this is a book by a guy named John Keith Davies, and this is probably the least known of the five books that I would recommend. It's a book that's not been widely published or widely read, which is a shame because it's a great book. The book is titled The Local Church, A Living Body, and this was published by Evangelical Press in 2001. So don't let it be said that I didn't have at least one 21st century book on this list. Here is a contemporary work from 2001, we might say. Davies has actually passed away in 1991. I never met him. I've never listened to a sermon by him, but I read this book, when it came out, and, I found it to be a very powerful little work, addressing the pastoral ministry. John Keith Davies served for nearly 40 years as a Baptist pastor and church planter in Wales. This is really not a book explicitly about pastoral ministry. It's really a book about ecclesiology. It's in many ways kind of a practical church manual, a manual on church order. But of course, in addressing the church, ecclesiology, there's necessarily a lot that he shares about the work of pastoral ministry. And he especially, this book is very helpful, especially if you're going into a small church. He really praises the advantages of ministry in a smaller church. And most new pastors, if you're Reformed especially, you're going to be going into a small work. And this book will really help you to think about the importance of your work in a small congregation. Again, I have a review of this. I'll have a link to it when I post this at jeffriddle.net. But you can also go to my academia.edu page and look under the book reviews, and you can find it. The third book that I recommend is a classic. We got to go back to the 19th century, and it's C.H. Spurgeon's classic Lectures to My Students. And the copy I have is the complete and unabridged version of this that was published by Zondervan. And this is a reprint from 1954 that I have. Of course, Spurgeon was sometimes described as the Prince of Preachers. Spurgeon lived from 1834 to 1892. These were lectures that Spurgeon delivered to the students at the Preachers College at the Metropolitan Tabernacle. And I must say about these lectures that I wouldn't wholly recommend with the same enthusiasm all of them. They're a bit uneven. There are some of them that are definitely better than others, but there are just a couple of classic, in my opinion, essays within this book that are very helpful for those in the ministry. For example, there is a classic article in here that is titled The Minister's Fainting Fits. And it talks about dealing with discouragement, personal discouragement, and dealing with despondency in the ministry. And Spurgeon was a man who had his highs and lows, and he dealt with despondency. And he calls these the minister's fainting fits, when you're prone to despair, to fainting. And then a second article in here, it's a classic that I think I've looked at many times, and it's titled The Blind Eye and the Deaf Ear. And it relates to how do you deal with praise when you receive it, if people praise your preaching or your ministry, but also how you deal with criticism. And he says we have to have a blind eye and a deaf ear. And he talks a lot, not that we ignore praise or criticism. We learn from feedback. But he makes a point that our primary audience is God himself. And so whether men praise our ministry, whether they are critical of it, the question is, have we done what is pleasing in God's sight? The fourth book that I would mention is by a Scottish minister. His name was William Still. And this is his book that's titled Dying to Live, that was published by Christian Focus in 1991, and this is an autobiography. And so William Still lived from 1911 to 1997. He was a self-described bachelor minister. He never married, at the Gilcomston Church of Scotland in Aberdeen, Scotland. And he was there from 1945 to 1997. So 52 years laboring in the same pulpit, in the same congregation. So this is again, it's not a long book. It's a very short book, but it's a very encouraging autobiography from our brother pastor of a past generation. One of the things he does is he talks about some of the difficulties he went through, particularly early in his ministry. He talks about a week where he had come into the church, and he was doing expositional preaching, and there were a group of people in the church who didn't like it. And in one week, he had seven of his elders resign, and the attendance in the church plummeted. The pews were empty, and yet God provided, and the offerings continued to come in to sustain his salary and the work of the ministry. So he talks about the painful moments of ministry. On the other hand, he talks about the highs, the joys of seeing fruit, of seeing spiritual fruit. He had a ministry there with students. He had a ministry with children. He talks about the ministry of the pastor with the children of the church. Some of it's often overlooked. He talks about the value of expository preaching. And so, you know, what really stands out is his testimony through his life of longevity, of ministry in one place, one setting, for the long haul. And so, I recommend the book. And it's also, I put that in there kind of like the Davies book was a, really a book about ecclesiology, but you learn about pastoral ministry. Of course, this is a biography or autobiography. And I would just say that I would generally recommend to aspiring ministers and to all Christians, the reading of Christian biography and autobiography. I've always found this very helpful over the years. So the fifth and last book that I'm going to recommend is also by William Still. And this is a little book that's titled The Work of the Pastor. And this was published by Christian Focus originally in 1984. And I have a 2001 reprint. Again, this is another short book. It doesn't take long to read it. And this is a book that is made up of five lectures that were presented by William Still at an InterVarsity Christian Fellowship student conference in 1964. Of course, there were young men there, many of them who would go on and were feeling the call to ministry. And so he gave these five lectures on the work of the pastor. And so let me just read the chapter titles. First chapter is Feed My Sheep. Second is The Pastor Outside the Pulpit. Third chapter, Complete and Contemporary. Fourth, Commissioned by God. Fifth, Walking the Tightrope. And it's a very easy book to read. And part of the reason with all these books, except maybe for Charles Bridges' work, well, especially the Still works, at least, you can dip into Spurgeon. You can also dip into Charles Bridges and just read parts of it. But a lot of times, you know, you might be overwhelmed with too much reading. And so I chose things that were a little bit shorter. But one of the things I especially liked about this, and I mentioned this with Charles Bridges as well, is maybe it's because these men were all pastors, that there are a lot of great little pithy nuggets of wisdom that are passed along. And one of the ones that I'd written down at the back of this book is a quotation on page 143 where it says, "We are so eager, we want a short training and a long ministry. But Jesus had 30 years training and a 3-year ministry." And I just thought that stood out, because sometimes we, in our eagerness, you know, we want, again, a short period of preparation and then a long period of ministry. But he says the model of our Lord was a long period of preparation and a short, effective time of ministry, public ministry. Well, that brings us to an end. Those are just five works that I would recommend to any pastor to read. I would recommend them to any Christian to read. But I think they might be especially helpful to a young minister, someone who's going into his first pastorate. And so I'm going to pass this on to my friend, and I hope that he and perhaps some others will find some profit in it. Well, that's going to bring this episode of Jots and Tittles to an end. I hope this has been helpful, and I'll look forward to speaking to you in the next edition of this podcast series. Till then, take care, and may the Lord richly bless you.